fair bit of weather today and tomorrow for the northwest coast. To tell us more, Luke Johnston from the Weather Bureau. G'day, Luke.
Hey, Darren. How you doing?
I'm going very well. It's springtime. We're getting a bit of a winter feel for the next couple of days.
Yeah, that's right. So pretty windy at the moment about the far northwest. Further into the northwest is where the stronger winds have been. Wind has had gusts to around 80 kilometres per hour, and the strongest gust has been around 107 kilometres per hour overnight at Mount Reid. But for the Devonport area today, you'll still see pretty decent northeasterly winds for much of the morning at least, and it's going to start raining. If it hasn't already, it shouldn't be too far away. And once it starts raining, you're going to have off and on showers over the rest of the day and into Friday as well.
So how much rain, Luke, do you think?
Yeah, it's looking pretty wet, particularly inland of Devonport. So Devonport itself is going to be right on the edge of getting somewhere between 5 or 15 millimetres today. But just inland, you could easily get up to 30 or more millimetres, particularly as the showers start to bank up against the topography into the northwest. Tomorrow, there'll be a few troughs and fronts coming through, some subtle features. It actually looks like a wetter day for the northwest coast. So Devonport's more likely to get somewhere between 15 and 25 millimetres tomorrow. So pretty wet. Also, the off chance of some thunderstorms as well, both today and tomorrow, with the rain bands themselves, which may provide additional bursts of rainfall. And all that rain's going to lead into potential for some riverine flooding later this week. I think starting Friday, there's a flood watch out for that one. Looking at minor to perhaps moderate patches of riverine flooding in the coming days. And then, as you said, a cool change comes through with a cold front on Saturday morning. So the showers and rainfall clear away pretty quickly during Friday afternoon. But then with that cold front coming across Saturday morning, it'll bring a few more showers over the northwest, but nothing too significant. It'll just be the cold air that comes with it. So snowfall to around 700 metres or so onto parts of the plateau, and you'll get the cool southwesterly winds coming off that for the start of your weekend. So it'll feel like a bit of a cold day, and then on Sunday, winds and rainfall are pretty light, but might have some inland frosts around, and a pretty cold day on Sunday. So perfect spring weather, in other words. I'll be happy next week when the weather looks a little bit quieter, to be honest, but at least it's keeping me busy.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Thanks, Darren.